Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Merrill Moses, the CEO of Passive Security Scan and the president of Defense Technologies International Incorporated, a publicly held company. Mr. Moses, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure, Eric. It's my delight to speak with you today and tell you what we think is an important product for this world.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing the details on that. So for starters, tell us about Passive Portal and why the products you produce are, like you said, so important.
Well, you know, I appreciate the question, Eric. As you know, the world is a crazy and, quite frankly, a scary place right now. And if you're a father, and I'm sure you are, and a lot of the people out there are, you're probably as concerned as I am about our children and our grandchildren and their personal security and their health and their school safety. And so with that, to kind of give you an idea, a little personal touch here, I'm a father of 9 children and 26 grandchildren, and I can tell you that my children and grandkids, their safety and their health and security is of paramount importance to me. And our company's 21st century scanning technology provides a non-active or a passive ability to check and see if our kids, when they go to school, and everybody else that they go to school with, that they're weapons free. And so that we, as parents and grandparents, we can feel comfort in watching our future generations go off to bastions of learning. I mean, when I was a kid, going to school, you felt safe. You felt a sense of well-being. You felt secure. But with the with all the school shootings and the violence that's out there right now, what our technology does is provide a weapons and a health detection portal, so that as kids go to school or we go to churches or synagogues or sporting events, there's a potential barrier, or at least a deterrent, for people that have evil thoughts to bring weapons and knives and instruments that would cause my kids and grandchildren harm. And that's what we do, is we have a 21st century technology that does so in a healthy and safe manner versus other metal scanners that are out there.
Well, I got to say, this is awfully tremendous and certainly a great need for this in the space. As you said, the world is crazy and it's gotten crazier with the COVID-19. And leading into that, obviously, it's been a huge issue globally, COVID-19, that is, in the pandemic. What is Passive Portal doing to minimize the impact of the pandemic and get us back some form of normalcy, if you will?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thought. See, what we have is we have, in essence, a portal. It's a non-invasive portal. I mean, if you've gone through your airports, you've seen the active technology, where the active technology has microwaves or x-rays, and they impugn your body with these forms of radiation. And then after a time, of course, it can build up and cause thyroid cancer and all kinds of other problems. So what we do is we provide a portal. We provide a foundation for health and safety. So relative to your question, we also have an EBT monitor, elevated body temperature. And so we can determine the people that walk through the passive security scanner, we can determine if they have an elevated body temperature. If you have an elevated body temperature of 100 or 101 temperature, you've got a situation, you got a problem. And so it's a tool for schools or public venues or office buildings, restaurants. It's a tool for the establishment to find out if you've got potentially a health issue. And if you've got a health problem, well, as an example, our children, they go to a class and normally you have about 30 students. If you have just one person that has either the coronavirus or COVID-19 or even just the flu, why not find out before he gets to a classroom of 30 other kids and potentially infect them? Let's find that out to begin with. Let's stop them. Let's suggest that they go home, they get better, and then they may find, they being the students, they may find that they now have a way and a tool to understand and recognize that they've got a problem and be able to fix it. If you don't know what the problem is or that you have a problem, you can't fix it. And so that's what we do is not only do we have a weapon scanner, but we have an elevated body temperature and a platform for other health devices that we're going to bring on in the future.
And when you mentioned your products were important, they certainly are on those two fronts, on protection from mass shootings and also with COVID-19. Pretty awesome. Now, you mentioned earlier about schools, churches, and businesses that have been at risk in the past for shootings. Can you explain how your passive portal possibly protects against shootings like this?
Well, you know, that's a great question. If you think that there are a number of situations where we collect in a peaceful and educational or entertainment, that's our plan, especially if you look at churches. You have a collection of 50 to 200 people, you go there, but the last thing that you want to have happen is someone with an evil intent to walk in and cause havoc. Our passive portal works great in any doorway, in movie theaters, in churches and synagogues. We can find and identify people that either have a health issue and or have an intent to do harm. We can locate and identify that individual up front and suggest that they turn around, and they go away and or come back when they're healthy. So it detects in a non-passive and in a healthy manner, and it protects and provides an area of safety and comfort for ourselves and for our family and our future generations.
Well, we are certainly thankful for what you do in the space and bringing more protection our way. Today, we're joined by Mr. Merrill Moses, the CEO of Passive Security Scan and the president of Defense Technologies International Incorporated, a publicly held company. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what can we expect to see from Passive Portal in the near future and even the distant future?
Well, you know what we have is as a portal, we have a strong foundation, and in that foundation, really what we do, Eric, is we look for the fog. The reason why it works so well and it doesn't impugn the individual walking through the portal with X-rays or microwaves is it looks for ferromagnetic items. And in any ferromagnetic item, it has kind of a magnetic field. You know, as kids at school, we'd take a bar magnet and place it under a piece of paper and then sprinkle iron filings on top of the paper. And you remember the bubble-like lines that would appear that would be produced by the poles of the magnet. And so what we do is we consider these magnetic lines, and then they're on everything. They're around the earth. They're around an individual, and they're especially around ferromagnetic materials. It appears as kind of like a fog, and so when you walk through the portal, you create a hole in the fog. And what our non-active or our passive technology does is it looks for holes in the fog. And we have the very sophisticated algorithms that can actually tell the monitor whether or not you have an offending item in your right pocket or your left boot. And so it helps the monitors to locate and identify, situations. And so this platform gives us a strong foundation to add other health technologies in the future. like heart rate monitoring. Not only do we does it have the potential to check the body temperature and or for ferromagnetic materials, but it gives us a foundation and a platform to add other health detection services in the future. That's the answer.
And certainly do appreciate the input there. Looking ahead, good stuff. Now, you have collateral services for most businesses as well. What can you tell us about that and about how you're helping others feel safe in that regard?
If you think about it, the safety, the quality of life that we want for ourselves and our family, kind of the adjectives that come to my mind, Eric, are, you know, peace and happiness. We all want to feel safe. We all want to feel secure, and we want to be healthy to do it. What our units can provide is that healthy protection, and maybe just as importantly, provide us as parents and grandparents with peace of mind, so that now our children and ourselves, and even our teachers in schools, our elementaries, our junior highs and high schools, who give so much, that they have one more barrier against the evil that is out there lurking in society. All you have to do is watch the news. So that I know that we of us over a certain age, you know, we long for that time of our childhood where we walk to school both carefree and happy, and we did so with a smile on our lips. So here at Passive Security, we believe that each of us and all of us have some stewardship responsibility, not only over our children, but Eric, over each other.
Mr. Moses, can't thank you enough for your joining us here today and for all that you're doing in the space. As we mentioned, you're certainly bringing us into a safer haven with the products that you offer, and thank you so much. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or anything else you'd like to mention that we should be aware of as we wrap things up here today?
Well, you know, Eric, I think I'll reiterate what I said, and that is that you, myself, each of us out there that especially are a parent, we feel the sense of responsibility. We feel a sense of stewardship over our family, our kids, our neighbors, the people that we know and our friends. And so what we've come up with here at Passive Security Scan is we've come up with a technology that protects and provides an extra barrier of safety and security for ourselves and for our family in various and multiple situations and identifications, so that we can provide that level of security and comfort that we once felt, at least I once felt, as a kid. I want to provide that for my posterity, and hopefully for yours as well.
You bet, and absolutely on that. Mr. Moses, where can listeners get more information online on your products and companies and also be in touch accordingly?
That would be the best place, PassSecurityScan.com. We've got a great website up there. It gives you a lot more information about our technology, our services, our products. We have various scanners and components that go along with it, and it's all there available. Please take a look at it, and if you have any questions, you can follow through the comment section and or contact us, and we'd happily provide answers.
And we will add links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience as well. Again, Mr. Moses, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, it was my pleasure, Eric. You make it a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Mr. Merrill Moses, the CEO of Passive Security Scan and the president of Defense Technologies International Incorporated, a publicly held company. And for further details, simply visit PassiveSecurityScan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.